Vermont, Annie Lee. I swear I can't leave you alone, Annie Lee. Well, now you say you're gonna be mine, no matter what you hear or do. Bells ringing for me and you, Annie Lee. Annie Lee. Don't you hear the wedding bells ringing for me and you, Annie Lee? Now you said you're gonna be mine. No matter what you hear or do. You know I love you, Annie Lee.
Hello everyone, I'm Microwave Dave talking the blues on WLRH. Pleasure having you tuned in. I hope things are going in a very fine fashion wherever you are at the moment. I have some blues for the next hour. First of all, we give Earl Hooker his intermission. Earl, thank you, sir. See you at the bottom of the program. Talking the Blues is a production of WLRH Public Radio in Huntsville, Alabama. Before I begin the programming, please allow me to thank you personally for your participation and encouragement through our recent fundraising efforts. Your participation is what made it go, so thank you, thank you, thank you. All of us here share in our gratitude for our listeners and our supporters. Thank you. The story for the first one we're going to run here is a little bit complicated and very personal, so I'm going to have to start off with this and let it go, and it may take a little more time and a little too much talking and talking the blues sometimes for my taste, but I hope you can put up with it. When I was serving overseas in Vietnam, you know, going through an interesting period of my time where I've been a soul musician primarily, and due to the racial change in the situation after the assassination of Martin Luther King and Bobby Kennedy, the bands that were of mixed race did not get along so well together at that time, and I had to figure out what I was going to do when I came back, planning on being a musician if I could get out of there, and that was it. And it was around that time that the band Cream came out with a song called Sunshine of Your Love that got onto Armed Forces Radio, and I thought, well, here it is. It's blues, but it's going in a different direction. It's got a lot more power, a lot more drive, and it's definitely very experimental, and it sounds like something I could really put my back into. And I did. I went from there forward. And the result was that Eric Clapton became a very important figure for me for the next probably 10 or 15 years. So following up on Cream and then Blind Faith and then his first solo album in 1970, which was considerably more laid back than either of those two previous endeavors, I was interested when the Layla album was coming out. And I wanted to see what it was going to be all about. And like most people, when it did come out in 1970, I bought it. I played it through once, all four sides. Listened to it, and kind of put it aside for a little while. I had to kind of get ready for it. It was just so different than what I had been listening to. Then I came back to it later, and it grew and grew and grew on me, and that's kind of what it did with the general public. It went from being non-played and almost the first failure of Eric Clapton's career to becoming a huge, monstrous, and iconic record, especially with a partnership with Duane Allman on guitar, and the two of them driving each other to heights and some amazing blues and blues rock compositions in there as well. Great production and great musicians Derek and the Dominoes had in there with Carl Radle on the bass, Bobby Woodlock on the keyboards, and Jim Gordon playing the drums. Switch up to now, and it's been like 7 years now since the 40th anniversary of Layla came out in 2010. This deluxe edition has the original album on it. Then it has a second disc primarily of outtakes and things that were done, recordings made for Phil Spector by the band when they were trying to put together the original George Harrison album, All Things Must Pass. That's very different stuff as well. And some live recordings of the band Derek and the Dominoes playing live on Johnny Cash's TV show in 1970. And one song in particular with Johnny Cash and Carl Perkins sitting in on it. And another song that did not get on the albums and some recordings that were going to be made, the second Derek and the Dominoes album, which never came out. These things are pretty phenomenal, and it's amazing. And you hear Eric Clapton still in his slow hand period, aggressive, fast playing, lots of blues content, lots of rock content, and out doing what he was going to do before he was pretty much sidetracked by a heroin addiction that took him on after the Layla album came out and slowed him down. But here we have these things, and after a pretty long search, I was able to order a copy of the 40th anniversary of Layla, and so we're going to hear some things tonight from the second disc. I decided rather than go through the whole thing and take up too much of the program, we'll come back and visit this again in a future day. But for now, we're going to go to the live recordings made in November of 1970, on the Johnny Cash television show. Now, Johnny was very popular at this time, had a worldwide audience, but it was hugely popular in America, and tended to present quality music guests, not just all country, too. He went afield with the things he brought on, and many cultural people that were iconic in their own right showed up there with Johnny Cash. And that was true of Derek and the Dominoes. So when I came to visit, the show was being taped at the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, a very iconic place in itself, too. So what you hear, and we started off here, that they're getting to do the version of It's Too Late, which is the old classic Chuck Willis strolling shuffle song. And they will open with that. There's actually an introduction playing. And after he introduces the band, the audience applauds, and Clapton starts the song over again, and they do it. Then they do an original called Got to Be Better in a Little While. Now, I'm not sure if this was recorded for the next album or what, but it did not come out on the original Layla album. So this is a song I had not really heard before until it came out. So very strong driving groove and amazing blues rock playing for 1970. Then we have the song Matchbox, which is a Carl Perkins song, and they bring out Carl Perkins, and we have Carl and Eric Clapton and Johnny Cash all sharing the vocals and a lead guitar going back and forth between Carl Perkins and Johnny Cash, both of them handling their styles very, very well and blending them while the rhythm section just rocks it right along. Then last of all, we have one called Blues Power, and you'll hear Johnny Cash tell the audience that if it's okay with our producer, we're going to have these guys just do one more for you, just for you guys. In other words, it's not going to be on the TV show. Because indeed, we have about 20 minutes worth of music altogether out of these four tracks, and that was longer than any TV guest got back in those days. So here are the things that you probably haven't heard from Derek and the Dominoes. And if you've been listening to Eric Clapton over his latter output, which has a lot of pop singles and a lot of, you know, heartfelt classic ballads, You Look Wonderful Tonight or Tears in Heaven, many other such things, this takes you back to where he was being revered as the guitar god of the time. And this reminds you of why that was taking place. One difference, technically, is that instead of standing on a big stage in front of a crowd with his great big stack of Marshall amplifiers behind him, he's playing through a Fender combo amp, which had to be a change for these guys. And it's a little bit thinner sound. Now, I don't think his vocals ever got where he wanted them back then, but they are on the money, and it's just good to have all this stuff. So once again, from Derek and the Dominoes, Layla, the 40th anniversary, these are outtakes that came from the Johnny Cash television show in November of 1970. We will hear It's Too Late, Got to Get Better in a Little While, Matchbox, and that will be with Carl Perkins and Johnny Cash sitting in, and Blues Power.
Hey, if you detect some country blues picking in the song you're about to hear, you're right. Played by one of the finest musical groups in the world. Welcome Bobby Whitlock, Jim Gordon, Carl Radel, and Eric Clapton. Derek and the Dominoes. Well, you know what? I really am proud to see that the people here love you like they do.
Oh, I'm so pleased.
Your people. The people in your country and all over England really treated us great when we were over there.
Oh, we love your kind of music there, you know.
Well, you know, I hear a lot of old down-home country blues in your playing.
Well, that's because we collect the records over there, you know. I mean, there's not much in the way of actual real music there, but, I mean, we just buy the records and pick up on it that way, you know.
Huh. Well, you do a beautiful job.
Thank you very
really
much.
Put out a lot on all four of you guys do. Just great. Listen, you know, I think probably one of the most important artists that have influenced a lot of the groups in England comes from right here in the
right,
state.
Yeah, a lot of these blues musicians and white people picking country music, you know, have influenced everybody. I think one of the best of them all is right here on the show right now. I think we should bring him on.
I think so, Carl Perkins.
There you are.
I'm a long way.
if it's all right with our producer, Eric has agreed to do another song just for you guys.
You listen to that audience response, and you think about this is the Johnny Cash television show, a country music artist television show from 1970. National, big program, and a lot of culture involved in it, and a lot of different stuff. But this is Eric Clapton leading Derek and the Dominoes, recorded live on that program. And you hear how enthusiastic the audience was for the playing of these guys. Carl Radle on bass, and the other guys that played, Bobby Whitlock on piano, and Robert Gordon on drums, made a very, very large sound, and it was very intense. But such as the guitar playing of Clapton, and again, playing through a lower gain amplifier than what he was normally associated with back from his days with Cream, a very different thing he had to do, but he certainly sold it. And this is stuff that you don't really get to hear in the way that he came out. When people look at him now, people kind of downgrade Clapton's influence and his importance in the way things are set up in music these days. But I tell you what, you got to go back, just like with Louis Armstrong and John Coltrane and everyone else, you got to take them in context with their time and then see what they have brought forward. This is from the album called Layla and Other Love Songs, the 40th Anniversary Deluxe Edition. We'll be visiting some other takes from this in future shows. This is Talking the Blues, and I'm Microwave Dave, bringing some of my favorite music with you. Thank you for that. You can listen to this and all our other local programming on podcast by visiting the WLRH.org website and clicking on programs and come down and finding one you like. A different kind of intensity coming up on the next one, a new release from Canadian blues artist Eric Bibb. And Eric is one of those guys who's taken classical blues styles and recorded them primarily acoustically and has traveled throughout the U.S. and Europe and other parts of the world too, really, for 25 or 30 years, and probably has 25 or 30 albums out by now altogether. He's not a big, huge celebrity in blues, but he was certainly well-respected everywhere. And he's one of those guys who manages to come up with something every time he records. He has a lot of spirit in his music, and he usually has a lot of social consciousness as well. And they meet very much on the one here that is called Migration Blues by Eric Bibb. It's on Stony Plain Records, Canadian label that has won a bunch of awards for its work. In this one, Eric Bibb takes on the problem of immigration. And he takes it on not from the political side, not from the side of borders or the side of ethnicity. He takes it strictly from the humans who are involved in having to move for the various reasons they have to. And he has a bunch of great songs on here, most of which are original. He does have a cover of Woody Guthrie's This Land Is Your Land on here as well. But there are primarily things that let you reflect on the things that cause people to move and what happens when they do. We'll start with one called Delta Getaway, and this is just kind of a one-chord blues loop. And this is from someone having to flee because they witnessed a lynching. And because they had been seen as a witness, they had to flee and get out of the area. They were leaving the Delta and heading toward Chicago. So much of the migration that took place in the 1920s and 30s, it took almost all the farm workers out of the South. And they moved in great numbers up north to live in Detroit, Chicago, Cleveland, all the big cities up there. It was one of the big migrations in this country. And that leads into the next one, which is called Diego's Blues. And Diego's Blues is a combination of the influence of the migration of the black people up north and the immigration of Mexicans who came into the South at that time to take over the farm jobs that had been left behind by the blacks moving up north. The southern farmers were in dire straits at that time for labor, and the Mexicans are the one who came in and settled and took the jobs, and that's just how it worked out. One group left, another group came in. In this case, Diego is singing about his mixed parentage. His mother is Mexican, his wife, his father is a black man who owns his own land, as he sings right there, and that's where he became Diego Robert Petway. That's how he calls the name of this thing. And it's a part of the migration story, again, on both ends. Then we have yet another one called We Had to Move, and this deals with the government aspect of eminent domain, where somebody is cultured in and something comes along that either big business or big government causes people to have to leave. They don't have any choice about it. And then last of all, one called With a Dollar in My Pocket, and it's another leaving a bad situation to save your life. And it's the same thing. Included on this album, but I'm not going to play on the show, is a pretty amazing one about living in a boat, fleeing a country at war because you had nowhere to stay, and hoping that you're going to reach a shore somewhere, and other things of that nature. All acoustic stuff here played beautifully, great sensitivity, and some really fine vocals from Eric Bibb. We will hear a Delta Getaway, Diego's Blues, We Had to Move, and With a Dollar in My Pocket.
heart full of trouble, weighing down like lead. Praying to Jesus, I don't wake up dead. Saw a man hanging from a cypress tree. I seen the ones who done it. Now they're coming after me with a razor in my hand. I don't wanna use. Got a song in my bones. Call it the blues. Running and hiding. Did I hear a hound bark? Sleeping by day, moving after dark. Headed for Chicago with a heavy load. Trying to get to Memphis on a midnight road with a razor in my hand. I don't want to use. Got a song in my bones. Call it the blues. Tell your people, if you dare to hear, it's a crime and a shame the way we're living in fear. It's not God's will to keep the black man down with your evil Jim Crow and your sundown towns. With a razor in my hand, people I don't want to use. Got a song in my bones, call it the blues. Came to the Delta 1922. Found a new home in a county they call Yazoo. Well, her name was Juanita, born in Mexico. Mamacita Juanita, born in Mexico. Claims she was kin to Santa Ana, famous from the Alamo. Mama met my daddy, working her to my stand. My mama met my daddy working her tamale stand. My daddy was a black man, proud to work his own land. Colored greens and blues. Raised on tamales, good colored greens and blues. Never had much money, but we all wore store-bought shoes.
Mama named me Diego, Senor Diego James Petway. My mama named me Diego James Petway. Was my old Uncle Bob taught me the barrel house this away. Pray around the Delta, never been to Chicago. Nah, man, I ain't never been up there. Down the Delta, never been to Chicago. But I got a mind to meet my kin down in Mexico. Had to move from our home, from our home in Ellington, from our old family home. Had to move. Government claimed the menu, didn't ask nobody's opinion. We had to move. Everybody had to pack and go, 'cause the government said so. We had to move. When the rumors turned to fact, then the whole town had to pack. All the white folks and the black had to move. When the government claimed the land, every woman, child, and man had to move. Everybody had to pack and go, 'cause the government said so. We had to move. Some big shot politicians made them big cigar decisions. Didn't need our permission, had to move. Building bomb factories, stretching across the three counties, had to move. Everybody had to pack and go, 'cause the government said so. We had to move.
I hit Highway 61. the law, bound to be my bed. Nothing but the clothes on my back, but the worries on my mind weigh like a ton. Red a dollar in my pocket, I hit Highway 61. Everybody talking about Chicago. See, there's plenty of jobs up there, but the winter's mighty cold. Rather be freezing and hanging from the trees in the Mississippi sun. With a dollar in my pocket, I hit Highway 61. Couldn't hold my tongue. Them words I shouted would get a black man hung. Can't take them back, I had to run. With a dollar in my pocket, I hit Highway 61. Granddaddy died young in the Yazoo heat. Papa tried his whole life to make ends meet. My pride couldn't take it, I cussed the boss, had to run. With a dollar in my pocket, I hit Highway 61. A dollar in my pocket, I hit Highway 61.
Some really fine acoustic playing and great singing from Mr. Eric Bibb. His brand new album called Migration Blues. And the last one there called With a Dollar in My Pocket, singing about having to be on the run from something. And before that, we had to move. Again, the eminent domain aspect of becoming an immigrant. Diego's Blues, talking about the mixed races that came in when one race pulled out and another one came in to replace them in the labor market, and especially in the South in the 1920s, when the Hispanic people came in at that point to take over the labor jobs abandoned by the black people who had moved in large numbers up north to get the factory jobs. And we started off with Delta Getaway, where a man is on the run after witnessing a lynching. And in order to avoid the same fate for himself, he has to take the road at night. Eric Bibb's Migration Blues is on Stony Plain Records. This is Talking to Blues. I'm Mike Wave Dave. Our final artist comes to us from Nashville. The album is called Snake Farm, and the lady's name is Beth Garner. Beth is originally a Texan who came into music around Texas and wound up in Tennessee, actually working in a defense job before she started doing music. And she wound up with a very interesting job of working with a Soviet group, actually a Russian band called the Red Elvises, that toured the country. And she wound up touring with them, and she learned about being on the road in America from a Russian band, an interesting aspect to say the least. Since then, she's worked her way around Tennessee and around Nashville and came up with this really fine-sounding record here that we have in our hands called Snake Farm. Snake Farm is an old Roy Riley Hubbard song. That's the title cut. We're not going to play that one on here, not quite enough time, but we will get three from Snake Farm. Start off with one called Backroads Freddy. Starts off with kind of a hill country riff and a good stomp to it. Then one called All Right By Me. This one is swampy. And on this one, both of these, you hear the kind of big Nashville vocal production, lots of background vocals and things going around to fill it in, but the groove is straight blues and really fine playing on here. Then last of all, one called Ramblin' Man, no relation to the Allman Brothers song by the same name. This one has a straight, almost an Oakland California Bay Area funk style. That could be a Tower of Power might have come up with this. There's only one horn in this, a baritone sax, but the way the bass is being played by Steve Forrest on here is very, very funky and very nicely done. Three songs here. The artist is Beth Garner. The album is Snake Farm. It's a self-release. We will hear Backroads Freddy, All Right By Me, and Ramblin' Man.
Monkey,
oh.
Silly
nobody else, baby.
Well, not enough time to get another song out of the great Beth Garner album. This is really nice. By the way, that guitar playing, yes, ma'am, Beth Garner doing her own guitar playing on this. Really, really good, too. All Right By Me is the last one. Before that was Backroads Freddy, and there's a lot of really good stuff on this record we don't have time to get to. Too bad, because it's great stuff. Beth Garner's album is a self-release. It's called Snake Farm. We've also had Derek and the Dominoes, the 40th anniversary of Layla with some outtakes, and Eric Bibb, Migration Blues. I'm Microwave Dave. You get the blues, you know what to do with them, right? Right.
I know you don't love me, baby. That's all right.